Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
8,239 New Jersey voters registered 2 to 6 times using subtle name changes. 33,572 don't have a valid date of birth. This by Jim Hoft at Gateway Pundit. That's right, that's your voting rosters in the state of New Jersey. And we're told that the elections are up and up. They've never been this legal and clean and pure as the wind-driven snow. Nothing to see here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Feet to the Fire. This is your host, Sergio Fassa, once again coming to you from Queens, New York, on this lovely Thursday. Here we go again, Gateway Pundit says, tens of thousands of New Jersey voters are duplicated or missing critical info. Although most are duplicates and triplicates, they extend up to 6 times. So this is a complete scam when we hear from the media that everything is on the up and up in our elections. And again, these are some articles from last week. We just had our New Jersey primary, obviously. Here's one from the Epoch Times. The Epic Times, or I've heard Epoch. I think it's the Epoch Times. More than 8,000 double registered voters found on New Jersey rolls. New Jersey voter registration records contain more than 8,200 duplicate names, making it possible for one person to cast 2 ballots. So it's delusional to think that this election crisis has gone away, to think that elections have been reformed. And I'm not crying foul on any particular election from last week, mine or otherwise. I'm just saying the system has to be reformed. We have to keep drawing attention to it. We have to keep running on that campaign platform. And we have to get rid of mail-in voting. How about this? This from Breitbart. I told you, vote by mail is rigged. Vote by mail is scandal. Vote by mail, by its very nature, is corrupt. Go back and listen to my Feet to the Fire episode from last Friday, explaining philosophically, explaining logically, legally, why vote by mail is necessarily corrupt and cannot be accepted. We need in-person day of voting. Breitbart, vote by mail. Oh, would you look at this? Puts Karen Bass ahead of Rick Caruso in LA mayor's race. 8-point swing. And of course, Karen Bass is the Looney Tune leftist. What do you know? Mail-in helps the leftist again. Representative Karen Bass, Democrat, California, has overtaken billionaire developer Rick Caruso in the primary race for mayor of Los Angeles, thanks to vote by mail that has led to an 8-point swing in the results. Caruso, a Republican turned independent, turned Democrat. One of the reasons is because if you're going to run in California, you have to run as a Democrat, because it's a one-party state, even if you're a Republican, to get into the primaries and into the elections. In California, they have Democrats running against Democrats in the general elections. That's how lost and Democrat the entire state is. Anyway, Caruso is running as a political outsider, promising to fix homelessness and crime in the city. Bass, a left-wing activist turned Washington insider, is the favorite of the party establishment. Of course, doesn't this sound familiar? On election night, Caruso had more votes. That's the Republican turned Democrat, leading Bass, the Looney Tune leftist, by a proportion of 41 to 38%. So the outsider, more conservative candidate is winning on election night. Doesn't this sound familiar? In the week since, that proportion has reversed itself. Wow, what a coincidence. The Los Angeles Times reported Tuesday evening, Representative Karen Bass pulled ahead of rival Rick Caruso in the primary election for Los Angeles mayor on Tuesday after a surge of vote-by-mail ballots boosted the congresswoman and several other progressive candidates. Over the last week, a flood of late-arriving mail ballots propelled left-of-center candidates in races for mayor, city attorney, and multiple council seats. How convenient. How convenient. A week later, finally, all these vote-by-mail come in, and look, the election results change. At one point, Caruso even led by 5 percentage points, meaning that vote-by-mail has brought about an 8-point swing. It is unclear who will emerge as the final winner. No, it's not. It's going to be the leftist. And it is unclear whether vote-by-mail always favors the left-wing candidate. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It favors the left. It favors, you know who it favors? It favors the establishment. Guys, listen, this isn't just a Republican versus Democrat issue. Vote-by-mail, a lack of voter laws and election reform, that favors the elite against the country class, against the electorate, against the voters, against flyover America. Vote by mail and all of the voting corruption is an issue that favors the establishment to keep incumbents in power. And it is loved by Democrats and Republicans alike who love to share power and keep their power at the expense of the citizenry. It's corrupt through and through. Here's Trump's reaction. I want to read to all of the dog and pony show going on in Congress regarding the alleged January 6th insurrection, so-called, which it wasn't. By the way, and maybe I'll get to this tomorrow, hopefully, observations after a week in Queens, New York City, if not tomorrow, maybe next week. But I was at the, we actually went to Manhattan yesterday, and I was at the 911 Memorial, standing there seeing all of these names of all the people that died. And it's very contemplative and serious. And you're looking at this memorial, and I'm reminded of these fools and these liars after the January 6th peaceful protest that they call an insurrection. And you had these people coming out from both sides, Republicans and Democrats, even I think George Bush, saying January 6th was as bad as or worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor, the worst attack on democracy ever that we've ever seen in American history, worse than 9/11. How degrading, how dishonorable, how disgraceful towards the memory, the remembrance of all of the lives lost on 9/11. Despicable that these people used January 6th as a political token to gain an advantage at the expense of the memory of the people who died at 9/11, saying January 6th was worse when there was no insurrection, and yet 3,000 Americans died at 9/11. Anyway, Trump's response was fantastic to these ludicrous January 6th hearings. This is from Just the News. Trump slams Democrats' January 6th hearings. They are desperate to change the narrative of a failing nation. The former president issued a 12-page rebuttal on Monday when the Democrat-led panel held its second televised hearing. Former President Trump has released a 12-page response to the Democrat-led House Committee's investigation and now public hearings on the January 6th Capitol riots, saying they are an attempt to divert America's attention from a failed nation under Democrat Party leadership. Trump issued the wide-ranging rebuttal Monday when the panel held its second televised hearing. that also included his continuing belief that the 2020 election that he lost was rife with voting fraud, and vows to replace Democrats with Republicans of his choice in the midterm elections. In the statement, Trump continues to push his long-held stance that the 2020 election was stolen from him. That's the thing. That's why people love Trump. He doubles down and doesn't back down. Thank goodness that we still have him out there decrying the 2020 election and taking the fight to these people, saying, you're pulling a massive cover-up with these ridiculous hearings. Everybody knows the election was stolen. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. It's the elite versus us, and we need to keep shining the light on the corruption they are bringing to our civilization.